Oh, he is a Charleston radio legend. And yes, he did once run for mayor of James Island. It is our 105.5 The Bridge news team correspondent, Stupid Mike.
Thanks.
S. Mike, in 2006, you ran for mayor of James Island. You were official. You were one of the candidates.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Thanks,
Did you enjoy your time being a politician?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was interesting. I learned that there's certain things that people really relate to, depending on each race and each area. On James Island at that time, it seemed to be, if you said you really didn't like Mayor Riley, that was real popular. It didn't even seem to matter if we were in a debate, the one that won by a landslide, Mary Clark.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what we were talking about, but she'd just go divert it right back in. She'd be like, and I'm going to give Riley hell. And everybody like, yeah.
That was the time when James Island was trying to become its own separate town, right?
Right. Yeah, they'd just done it again. We'd done it over and over. And that's what...
Now, does Stupid Mike have any desire to run for mayor of James Island again?
Not really. I think politics stinks.
I agree with you, S. Mike. I know it is phony and corrupt and boring, and you are much more entertaining than that.
Thanks.
Well, we got the World Cup parade in New York City today. How about those ladies of the USA?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I guess they'll repeat again next time.
We'll see what happens in 2023, I believe it is. And you never know if Stupid Mike may be running for a president in 2020.
If I got to do it, I'll do it.
There's your campaign slogan. That's right up there with Kim Kardashian's No More BS. I like that, S. Mike.
Thanks.
I think that should be your campaign slogan. Do you agree?
I'm Stupid Mike, and I approve this message.
You have not lost your political touch. Thank you for checking in, S. Mike, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Critic.